July 27, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is the Ramadan session, topic Man and the Universe as Mates, Created for Each Other, Its Timeless Relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. If you had missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ali rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we are asking everyone to make a dua, a small prayer for our beloved brother, Abu Bakr Sakuru. He passed away. We're asking Allah to forgive him and grant him paradise. Also, Sister Madeline Aziz, we are asking Allah to forgive her and grant her paradise. Their janazas was today before I was able to come on the radio, but we don't pray for the body. We pray for the soul of the person. So we are asking you to pray for these two believers. A Qibla that shall please you. So he knew how important Jerusalem was to the Christians and the Jews. He led his followers in prayer. And they faced that direction. Later on here, in this presentation, we will come back to that. But for now, you know that it was changed. And the prophet was instructed by Allah, by his creator, by our creator, to turn towards the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca before Islam. That same city, though the Arabs called it Mecca, was called Becca. Now, so we are commenting on this. It says, God says, and I quote, "We see the turning of your face for guidance to the heavens, the skies. Now shall I turn thee, now shall I turn you to a Qibla that shall please you." So this is clearly saying that Muhammad had been turning in that direction towards Jerusalem, but was not pleased with it. He didn't know what to do. And then God answered his stress. Situation and says, "Turn then your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Wherever you turn your face in that direction." Then it says, "The people of the book know well that it is the truth from their Lord. Allah is not unmindful of what they do." So what is it saying? Don't just read and not think. This is saying that Christians and Jews knew. And now the better Qibla for human beings on this earth is the Qibla that is in the Masjidul Haram in Mecca at that site. A little simple cubicle house that has been reported in legends, in cultural traditions, Legends of the Arabs, as a house that was built by Abraham and his son Ishmael, not Isaac, peace be upon the prophet, because all of those that I mentioned are prophets. What's so valuable about acknowledging that Muhammad is turning to something that they are well aware of, and that is turning to the direction that is more important for humanity there and all over the planet Earth than the Qibla that he was turning to before that was in Jerusalem. That one in Jerusalem is valuable by Jews so much because it has been the ruins there of the great kingdom that they once had, and they said that kingdom was under the prophet Solomon or Suleiman, the wise. The temple of Suleiman is there. And during his time, they achieved great success and had a great kingdom. And people of other races, other religions, all of them were impressed with that kingdom. And many of them had a good life. Now, Jews, people of the different cultures, Africans and others, had a good life there because of the great advance they made for civilization. So the Jews turned back then, and they weep at the Weeping Wall, weeping the loss of a great kingdom. But that great kingdom was a kingdom of the Jews, and they addressed the Lord of God as the Lord of Israel. So this bothered us. This bothered our prophet. Bothered our prophet's heart. That he turned in a direction towards something that is not compatible, with his perfect, ideal human soul, character, and intelligence. God's ways is always the best. So God says that he allowed them to worship that way. He allowed that to happen. God could have stopped it. God could have stopped him before he turned that way and had others following him. God could have stopped that. But God said it was a test for his followers to bring out the strong that would be able to stand up to the cannons of the people of the book, be able to stand up to the Israel, to the Jews, to their leaders, and not tremble and shake, but be strong in their position behind Muhammad the leader, Muhammad the prophet, the prayers and the peace be upon him. So God said it is to test them to see who would turn around. They say, now you are changing the direction. I'm through with this. You don't even know the direction. You are not even sure which direction we should be praying in. So I'm going to join the Jews or go back to the idolaters, the idol worshipers. Yes, he wanted to test them. So you know, I've noticed the strong winds that come in spring, the month of March introducing spring, those winds are strong. They knock down weak stuff, down rotten stuff, dead stuff. And then I notice at the end of the season, it comes again. Not quite like March. The strong winds come again, knocking down weak stuff, dead and rotten stuff. So when the next spring comes, the life is strong. And just in case it's not a strong wind, will come again in the spring, in March. So that's the way of God. All of these things are signs, God says, both in the Bible and in the Quran. It says these things are signs, but most of the people are unaware or don't pay attention, heedless. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad kissing the black stone. I heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad once say He made Umrah. He never made Hajj. He was going to Egypt and Pakistan, so he got permission to make Umrah. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the one who was calling all white people devils, they were some white ones in the government leadership of the Hajj administration, Saudi Arabia. But they let him there. We have his picture kissing the black stone. And he said of his making the Umrah there, when I kissed that stone, I felt like I was kissing myself. Now, what is the stone? Muhammad kissed the stone, so the prophet himself, prayers and the peace be on him, he kissed that stone. And one of the caliphs said, if I had not seen him, or no, he kissed that stone, I would have never kissed it. And I'm sure the caliph didn't have the insight. Or who are you to say that the Khalifa, the companions of the prophet, didn't have insight? Understand that he had no knowledge just a few years before he saw Prophet Muhammad kiss that black stone. That Khalifa had no knowledge. They had to be educated in the scripture. And in religion that they had no history for and had no life in. So they were actually ignorant of what the Christians knew and the ignorant of what the Jews knew. Those Arabs that worshiped idols, they were ignorant of that, even though this Khalifa never worshiped idols either. He was like Prophet Muhammad. There were a few people in that time did not go for that ignorance. They just did not have a religion. Hanifa. They are called Hanifa from Hani. And Abraham is called the Hanif Ibrahim or Abraham, the Hanif. And the Arabic-speaking people approve of this translation that Hanif means upright in his human nature. That simply means that those people who were companions associated with each other because they had like minds and like spirits, like characters, and like similar values and principles, and their belief was that a human should live out the best of his life, and he should build upon the best of his life. He should never follow weakness or something that brings down his life. He should only follow strength, and that's which makes his life more excellent. And it is said by God in the Quran that this was the nature and the position of Ibrahim the Hanif, the upright in his nature. So continuing the comments on this, the people of the book then are refusing to acknowledge something that is great, but though it is not acknowledged by them that Muhammad's Qibla is the better Qibla for all people in their churches, in their synagogues, in their religion, it has been acknowledged by them in their search for the ideal society, how to establish the best government for the people. I believe Prince was the first to think, what is the best form of government for us to have, for all people, to have progress and much less problems than we have those other forms of government. We have experiences and here, thinkers, their philosophers, arrived at the idea of collective rule, collective authority, that we now call commonly referred to as democracy. The identity is human. Our democracy in these United States comes to birth upon a perception of the human being as a certain, as a creation with rights that you can't take away from him. You can't violate those rights of the human being, the human person, and that these rights belong to each human person that will be accepted in the citizenry by virtue of their own natural composition, that they have these rights simply because they are human. The identity is human. So if the identity is human, then they are entitled to those rights by virtue of their own identity and composition, not made by man, not made by government, but inherent in the very flesh of, so this is the position that these great philosophers took. And we have this idea of holding our political conquest concept together for this nation as what holds the concept together. The belief in the inalienable rights of the individual human person. Once you accept to be a citizen here, you have that recognition, and those rights are not to be taken from you or violated. And no government, nobody can take those rights from any individual human person. So we inherit the spirit of human community. So our government, France and other Western governments that have that as an adhesive, beholding their ideology together, those governments have come to the Qibla of the Muslim. That is exactly what we believe. And I'm sure that they had the good intelligence and the heart and the nature, those who put together the idea for us for generations to come. I'm sure they also understood that this applies also to the collective body of the people. It's more important as a possession of the human community than it is as a possession of the human individual. So what we inherit is community spirit, the spirit for human community. So we are not just inheriting properties that are to be established as a property of the individual. Human life, no, we are inheriting an urge, a spirit, a direction in our life stream, our life flows that will connect us with others who have the same, and the purpose of it is for us to form a social community, a community of people, and that is why God says, in the Quran, highly glorified is he, that the creatures that go about on this earth, they have communities like yours. It's in the Quran. And you have read it, many of you. That is to tell us that it is not only a description of human life, this is a description of life, period. You don't have to stretch your imagination too much to agree with those who say that even plant life exists in communities. Grass wants to be with grass. It so happens that way, trees with trees. That is the forest, isn't it? So community life, if you don't have the right Qibla and your life hasn't been interrupted and confused by the world that rejects the real Qibla, or is ignorant of the real Qibla, you will be unconscious in your own nature. It will be unconscious in your own makeup to come to that idea or that belief, that recognition that I am human, I should mate with other humans. If a black is not human and you are black, and the human shouldn't mate with the one with the non-human. No, human is first, not Africa, not Europe, not white or black or yellow or red. The excellent model is a pure human type. So the human is first. That is your valuable property, that you are human. That is your sacred property, that you are human. It would be better than you are human and keep your own identity with your people. But if all of your people turn to another Qibla that makes them wild and crazy, filthy and unhuman, then you leave all of your people and you become white, yellow, red, or anything, close, rather than give up your humanity. So you see, this is where we should be when we are reading the Quran and reading about Muhammad's excellence model. And the excellent model is not an Arab. The excellent model is the pure human type that God wants in every human walking the earth. So if God had awakened him up, Arab identity, and fastened him to his Arab identity, he would never would have been known. He would have gotten nowhere. But God didn't wake him up in his Arab identity. God woke him up in his human identity. And God gives us a sign, a Qibla, that identifies us with our original nature, our original life, our original human pattern that God planned for all people. Distortion begins to come from the pH system. I didn't know this great wisdom could do all of that, Mr. Farad said. When the time comes, you are going to hear sirens, praise be to Allah. It used to bother me, but it doesn't anymore, because I know Allah is with us. And whatever happens, God says, come willingly or unwillingly, the system just couldn't take it anymore. So when managing our life becomes too troublesome for us, and aren't we there right now where it comes to the public life, it is too troublesome for us. We can't handle it. We can't turn them around. We can't speak to them, and they respect what we are saying. So what happens? So we who want to keep the valuable human life, we turn to the supernatural. For those who are already in a religion like Christianity and Jews, we turn to the strength of our religion. For Muslims, it is the same. We turn to the strength of our religion. But sometimes right direction is so confused even in our religion. The way we say, I just can't find any help. I've been reading this Bible, and I can't find any help. Now, this may surprise you. I've been reading this Quran, and I just can't find help. I have read it. So we turn to the supernatural by some name and sometimes by no name. Well, I don't know what his name is. I know that there is a God. But I just can't be comfortable anymore with what I have been following. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. So if you remain sincere, God comes to you. So you go on your own, right? You go on your own believing in the supernatural. That means something that is not subjected to the fate that we are subjected to, or that natural life is subjected to, something that does not get sick, something that does not get confused, something that does not get wearied, or something like that, or break down when difficulty comes. So we turn to the something that we say is a supernatural. I know there is a cause behind all of this. I know there is something that brought all of this world about, and something that caused me to be here, etc. So we turn to our imagination and to our own concerns, and you say, I just can't follow what I have been given before. It ain't helping. And if you remain sincere, God comes to you. Oh, yes, God comes to you, you might add. God comes to us, too, not just the prophets. Yes, just hold on. So the people of the book have been told, and I put this in quotes, no one has ascended into heaven except him who was already in heaven. So this is the Bible. Now understand that no one has ascended into heaven except he who was in heaven already. So this was light. So this was left with the people of the book also. They were given a picture of Adam or an idea or a concept of Adam, the first human being, as the forebearer of all humanity. So the first human being, the beginning of humanity on the earth, he wasn't born of man's flesh. Adam was created. It is important for the students, my students, to comprehend what is given in the Quran regarding the necessary steps that have to be taken to establish one's life in context of community or of community life, the natural progression for our spirit, our soul, and our human content that God created begins with us having a desire inside of ourselves to establish ourselves spiritually. But we don't think in those terms. Actually, the desire is to establish our soul, but we don't think in those terms. We just know we need to make something better inside of us. Our spirit and thinking when managing our life becomes too troublesome for us. We turn to the supernatural. Even if we keep the religion, we still turn to the supernatural. You are turning to him on your own. You don't have the preachers telling you how to turn to it. So you go to church, you don't have the synagogue or the imam or the masjid telling you how to deal with this thought. You go to the masjid. It has become a private affair. You want to work it out between you and your Lord, yes. So the one who created me shall guide me. So when the mighty Pharaoh was trying to break the spirit of the prophet who was defying him, he warned the prophet that I could cut you loose now. And if I banish you and cut you loose, what are you going to do? How are you going to make it in the light? The prophet said to the Pharaoh, the one who created me will guide me. Do you notice how he put that? The one who created me will guide me. What is that saying? I will be guided through my own human creation. There's the Qibla. Is again, it will be guided through my own human creation. That is what it was telling Pharaoh. So the one who created me shall guide me. He didn't have God with him. And Pharaoh didn't say, are you talking about that one who is standing by you there? There was nobody around, nobody but him, talking to Pharaoh. But he knew that he didn't get his creation on his own, and that he or no other human being to design his creation and make it come into existence. So he was saying that whoever, whatever gave me this marvelous creation left enough guidance in my own human creation for me to follow to make it on my own. Pharaoh, I don't need you. Yes. So we have to establish ourselves in our own souls. You have to be able to stand up in your own soul. If you can't face your soul without falling down, then you need to get up, or to get help, pardon me. And there is help in the Quran and in the life of Muhammad, the model of human excellence for all of us. Muhammad the prophet, when he was called by Allah to be that last prophet, he was seeking Allah. He was seeking answers. He was troubled by the confusion of the world at that time and the condition of the people, burdened his heart. So he sought Allah. He went to find the supernatural. He had already lived a lifetime amongst you, the life Allah established Muhammad in. He did not lose his original creator that Allah gave for the first time. The Adam nature, the original man, he was still in that original nature. He had not come out of it, and he was 40 years old. Prophet had not made acquaintance with scripture of any religion, nor was he of a member of any faith. He was noble, honorable, beloved, trustworthy, and truthful. In the history of the Arabs, this was established, and we still have the history, and thereafter be upright. Muhammad was asked by some young fellow, "Tell me something nobody else can tell me." I get that attitude sometimes from some of you. You see, that is an attitude. You are so special. You know so much. Tell me something that no one else can tell me. Like what I heard so far, I can get it from around the corner. I know where I can get that. I know some place to go and get that. So I need you to tell me something that nobody else can tell me. So the prophet surprised him. He gave him a real plain and simple reply. He said, "Say, I have believed and thereafter be upright." He said, "Say, I have believed." Here, he's connecting belief, faith with uprightness, didn't he? So what is the real faith? The real faith is the faith that is established upon uprightness, or the blossom upon the uprightness. He said, "Kul say amna'atu, I have accepted faith and I have believed, and thereafter thumma sadiqin, be upright." Look at the word istaqim. It gives the suggestion to the mind that this is standing up straight, from the Arabic word qama, meaning to stand, but also the word for people, kum, is connected too with standing up, straight, erect. I don't think it is any accident that one of the names given to the progressive life we call the human life in science is Homo erectus. The human in the great posture, standing up straight. He says, "Say, I have believed and thereafter be upright." Now, he responded to this wise guy, this smart guy. I'm sorry. The language, you know, in America, I almost said what I didn't want to say. He responded to that smart, civil-minded people too. You see, the prophet didn't waste anything. If he had an occasion being put on the spot to say something, he didn't just speak to that little small thing there. He spoke also to the big picture while speaking to the small-minded. He spoke also to the big picture. So in the big picture, he is saying, be upright in your nature, have faith and be upright. In your nature, have the uprightness that God gave the first human type can be in your human makeup. Adam, be the best you can be in your human makeup. Follow the excellence of your human life, not weakness, and that will shame you. Who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? So this original type, Adam, was given to the people of the book, and they know that Jesus Christ was established upon that reality. Jesus Christ is reported to have said to Peter, "Who do you say I, the Son of Man, am?" He didn't say to Peter, who do you say I am? Like we do, we are not wise like the prophets. He said, who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? What Jesus did was limited. He put a limit on what Peter could come back with because he had already told Peter. Now, Peter, before you start talking, I'm telling you now that I am the Son of Man, and I am the original man after the original type. And he was not born of flesh. God created him, Adam, upon the prophet be peace. And Peter gave what established Christianity. He gave Jesus too much. He gave more than what Jesus wanted from him. If you doubt that, look at what Jesus said, look at what Jesus Christ said to him. He said, before the rooster crows three times, you will have betrayed me. That's what he said to Peter. Before the rooster crows three times, you will have already betrayed me. Because you already betrayed me with your answer to my question. And it wasn't an answer that was easily established. The Christian leadership went into confusion. And it took them a few centuries to come out of it after the passing of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. If we understand it, the original design and human spirit that comes from God, command kun fayakun, be and it is. That is the original soul of every human person. If Adam is our ancestor, that means I come from Adam. And if I come from Adam, that means that it is in me. My identity, parents, Elijah and Muhammad, who was called Elijah Poole at birth, and Clara Muhammad, who was called Clara Evans at birth, my life flesh-wise, and in other ways too, that are very important, came from Elijah and Clara Muhammad. And you expect for the person that you come from to be in you, because if you didn't, you would not be saying, who does he favor? You would be a little concerned. Oh, I think he looks a little like his father. Oh, another one would say, he looks more like his mother than me. And another would say, really, he doesn't look like either one of them. And that is what someone said to Prophet Muhammad. He was worried. He said, I have children and some of them don't look like me. But he also raised animals. So this person who had the problem, so the prophet said, do you notice some of your animals that come from the parents? They don't look like the parents? He said, yes. And the prophet left him right there. Peace be upon the prophet, a very kind, merciful, loving human prophet. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. So Prophet Muhammad, student of Allah, they said he never looked at anyone harshly. He would not frown. He would not frown. And they said he would never stare. He would never stare at a person like some of us do. He was a very special human creation, the best. So Allah chose Muhammad, didn't he? To be the last prophet, his servant and messenger. Allah chose Muhammad and he was established in his original nature. But what was he established in his soul? No. His soul was bothering him. His soul was not comfortable with the life that he was in and how the people were living. He was not comfortable. So that he was not comfortable with authority. He was not comfortable with the system and with the way of life. He was not comfortable with a lot of things. And the proof that he was not established in his own soul is God says, now we are going to turn you to a Kibla that will please you. His soul was disturbed. And when Allah says of Muhammad that God is going to not only inspire him, but God is also going also to teach him. How many of us think of Muhammad, the prophet, as a student of Allah? God says he is going to teach Muhammad. So this is where he says in the Quran. And then he also says in other parts that he taught him. But isn't that what he said of Adam, the first man, the original human type that Muhammad had kept in his own makeup and had not lost it? Adam is Muhammad. Adam is Muhammad unchanged, still in his perfect form that God created when the first man was created in heaven or in the garden. So Muhammad was Adam. Muhammad was Adam. Yes, Muhammad was Adam. And that's why it said of Jesus that he is the second Adam. Jesus Christ was Adam too. Jesus Christ was born amongst animals. Do you all recall the nativity scene and a little baby amongst animals? That means that Jesus was born amongst idolaters, amongst pagan people. But they didn't change his nature, the original nature that God gave the first human being, Adam, was left unchanged, unspoiled. Likewise for Muhammad the prophet and the prophets. And there will come a time when you will see Jesus Christ and Muhammad together in the important meaning, important concept, that he is the original type and Jesus Christ was the original type. And in the beginning of humanity was the original type made by God in heaven, in paradise. So in the month of Ramadan, while reading the Quran, with hopes of completing it by the end of the blessed month, we would do well if we remember that though Muhammad was word of Allah reaches us in the form of a glorious Quran, it came to him first, then he had to speak it or express it to us. And he earned that because he kept his original life and nature intact. He did not lose it to the world of idolatry and ignorance. Then Allah says that he inspired Muhammad himself, and he guided Muhammad himself, and God taught Muhammad himself. So this is God himself who cautioning you. So then God says that he inspired whomsoever he pleases and gives of his spirit to whomever he pleases. And he says that he gave Muhammad to us to do what? To purify us, to lead us to purity, and to teach us the book and the wisdom. Then Allah says, it is Allah who teaches you all. Yukulu yakulumu lahu ya'allakum lahu. This is all of us. That is not to one, but teaches us. Muhammad gone. Muhammad is gone. How is God teaching us? His word is alive, and his word inspires you. His word wakes you up in your soul and wakes you up in your intelligence. And his word is teaching you, his word educating you. What does the Bible say of Jesus? I have to go away, but I will be with you always, not as the flesh, but as the word of God. So the word of God will be with you always, and it will give you life if you're dead. It will inspire you, and it will guide you, and it will teach you. Praise be to Allah. Allah also says Yahad the Huru Kamal Lahu Nasihu Yahad the Huru Faamul Lahu Nasihu. It is God Himself who cautions you. We underestimate the power, the value, and the beauty of God's words. The average one of us, we do not come near to understanding or seeing what the Quran is in our life. The last prophet, Muhammad, on him be the prayers and the peace. He said, no prophet after me. They are his words. These are his words. We don't need a prophet. The way Allah established the word through Muhammad, the prophet, the Quran, we don't need a prophet. Or you say, if we don't need a prophet, what about an imam? No, you don't need an imam. You should be your own imam. That doesn't mean that all of you are supposed to go out now and don't go back to the masjid. I say you don't need an imam if you will stand upright in your own nature. You will follow the imam still because that is the community life. And the community life is all of our good and our good future. We know that. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. No, if every man that came to the masjid would stop and think and say, wait a minute, I'm going to hear so-and-so. Is he more intelligent than me? No. Does he show by his behavior that this is his life, that he understands the religion better than me? No. But I'm going to join the brothers in prayer. I'm going to join the congregation. I'm going to join the masjid. I am going to the masjid and pray behind that imam. So if all of us would just really look at the person we are praying behind and see if he's better qualified than we are as a human being on this earth, there would be nobody praying behind the man. A very few, some of the imams would have to go out, pull somebody in from the drug addicts and the wine heads. And that is what they used to do. Go out fishing for nothing but people in the ghetto, the bottomless of the black ghetto, of the ghetto. Get them with mud in their eyes, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Get them with mud in their eyes. Get them from so deep in the mud that they can't see anything but mud in their eyes. It's nice of a human being to care about the people like that. But it isn't nice for the community to go looking for people like that. Your community has to get up first. Then you can set up drug rehab places. You can set up some institutions to take care of those fish. But you should be looking for some intelligent people who can make a contribution to the community. Those are the ones you are supposed to be fishing in. And then you will be fishing in men. Jesus Christ said, what? Follow me. And become fishermen of men. So what were they fishing for out there in the water? It was not men, obviously, from what Jesus Christ said. They weren't establishing their human nature in the excellent way that Allah wants us established. They were the uncivilized they were so ignorant that they were not living their real life, human life. So you know, once you see the light and you know the reality, then you can put it in your own language. You have to put it in your own language, Mr. Farad said, and must learn the terminology. And he said, you will not be able to speak well until you put your mathematical theology in the proper terms. That's what Mr. Farad said. Mr. Farad said this, what you give us as a test, canon, helps, experience, etc., prepare some of us in a very marvelous way to be able to now study the Quran and the life of Muhammad the Prophet and put it in our common language. It is all about what? Ummah, community. We are called the best community. One of the students of the Arabic says in the Quran, Allah says, you were the best community. No, it is not you are the best community. Kuntum, you were the best community. I told him, yes. Now that you corrected me, I remember. It is kuntum, you were the best community. Well, I guess that has many purposes. One is that the prophet knew because he said, my community is going to go into darkness, and it is going to rise upon the same type of people that it began on, the poor. That is one of the sayings that they have, peace be upon him. But I see something else too. When God says, kuntum, kuntum, you were the scholars, the students, the scholarly students. He wants to understand this. You were the best community. It is speaking to a time when the community will lose its quality and won't be the best community. Yes, perhaps. But how about connecting it with Adam, who was before all of us, before Muhammad, before the Ummah, Adam. And that community was Adam in Adam's human design. Adam is a person and a type. Adam was not just a person. Adam is a type. And he is a plural figure as well as a singular figure. In Genesis, I was reading the Bible and it caught my attention that here is a report on the genesis of man coming first in Genesis, and it seemed that his creation had already been done. And then here comes Genesis again with a new start saying that the man was alone and God did not want him to be alone. So God called the man to come down. Pardon me. God called the rain to come down from the heavens and wet the ground. And then he formed the man of the ground. Now here is a man who was lonesome. A man that needed woman. Where was his body? I can understand if he didn't have a body, no woman was going to be there. So then he called the rain to come down from the heavens and wet the earth. And after the earth was wet, it must have been dry and dusty. It must have been too loose to hold together. So when the rain came down and wet then, he formed a man, and after he formed a man, in him he formed the woman of the rib of the man, right? So that is Genesis. And God says of his creation that he made, I'm not giving this to you to hold on to this as guidance. This is research. The guidance is in the book you have with you, the Quran, although there is guidance in the Bible too. But that is not for us to hold up as guidance. We hold up the Quran up as guidance. All right. So God says he made Adam. And God said, and he made them. So this is the second report. He says, And he made them, and he called them not one person, and called them Adam in the day that he created them. So this is Genesis. So Genesis is clearly telling us Adam is not the creation of one person, that Adam is a prototype in all people, all the people that God made originally. And they had the same nature and the same human design or composition. They are the original human type. And then Muhammad, prophet, comes after Jesus Christ, pointing to the same truth and mystified too much to understand. Then here comes Prophet Muhammad again with plain, clear language. And he says, you are the best community. Did you hear it, brothers? I said, you are. I know it says kuntum, but I think I know Arabic better than you. For the Quran, you can say kuntum. It means yesterday, today, and always. Yes, you were in Adam before. Now you are in yourself. And now in the future, you will be that. This is timeless. This is a timeless creation, a timeless reality. It was in the beginning. It is now, and it will be in the future as it was in the beginning. No change comes over it. It is timeless. Allah created Muhammad anew. And just as God produced the first one in that type, he produces the second one anytime he pleases. So he created Adam, and he created Jesus Christ. And he created Muhammad. He created Muhammad, yes. He did. The Quran says, Al-Rahman Alimah Quran. Salita insan, the beneficent, merciful God, taught the Quran to whom? To Muhammad. Salita insan, he created the human person. Who? Muhammad created him anew with a powerful intellect, powerful compassion, powerful quality of character. He infused the word of God in there. He said to the angels, now when I have inspired him, of myself or of my own spirit, bow down, make sujda to him. So the angel did bow to Adam when he was just a human. But when God put his own spirit into Adam, the angels bowed down to him. So the spirit comes with the word. So when Allah put the word from himself into Muhammad, the angels made sujda to Muhammad, praise be to Allah. Now let us put it in our language. What is this Ummah? What is special about this Ummah that God said he evolved? It is not Ummah that is instantly made in a factory someplace on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years. For more than thousands of years, for thousands of generations, it has been coming forth, even when the man was nothing but a sperm, before life was even a sperm. But the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. This community was coming, evolving, of nature and nature properties given by the God who made nature. It was evolving. It evolved during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man who tried to stand up erect and try to be human and tried to ask his family to be human and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back then, millions of years ago, it was evolving. And now God has revealed it to you so you can take the responsibility in your own hand and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah. So let's put it in our language. When Allah says that he is creating, making, he said to the angels in me, he didn't say let us make man, not in the Quran. That is in the Bible. He said to the angels, in me, surely, Aja'alun ala Adi Khalifa. Surely I am making a forming upon the earth of Khalifa. That is not an individual person. That is a social order. Forming upon the earth a social order that will be trusted to the human intelligence and human decency. So when God said that, the angels were frightened. They said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? And God said, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know it. It's certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them because my word appeals to the best that is in my creation. And it is going to draw out the best that is in them. So Satan seemed that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, well, none will be spared, but your special ones that you choose. That's what Satan said, meaning I'm going to get the masses of them, the majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out their weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Oh, Allah is not the Lord of Satan. Well, wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled and aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord, salakallahu ladin, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Insha'Allah, it only means that it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.